Turret. Is what's on your mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. Flying solo today. Steve Bakken's pheasant hunting. Yeah. A little pheasant hunting. He'll give us a full report tomorrow. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. By the way, last hour we did get a call from Crosby about another oil spill, and we do have details on that, courtesy of the Divide County Emergency Manager. Sounds like... It's about 9 miles south of County Road 5 on 17 on some land southeast of Crosby. It's about 50 barrels, 5-0. So obviously very, very small spill. Collector line hauling crude to nearby wells. The line has been shut down. Repairs underway. Health department was aware of it. We did find out that they'd already been notified. We received the call from that listener, so just wanted to give you the update on that. The cause of the spill not known at this time, but that's the latest on that. Later this hour, we're going to talk with folks from MDU, answer any questions you have about a power. The reason we scheduled MDU is the request of a listener who said, when I call them, I have trouble getting through, and it just came off the storm. And so wanted to know, how do I more efficiently contact MDU when I have issues related to power outages? So. We asked them to come on the program and join us to talk about it. Of course, the big story today is what happened in Congress last night after a government shutdown, about the hours before the federal government was set to, quote-unquote, default. Lots of brinksmanship. North Dakota's congressional delegation did vote in favor of it. Congressman Kevin Cramer issued a statement saying this is a short-term solution which will finally bring both sides to the table to further correct our federal deficit. It is far from ideal. However, we cannot let the pursuit of perfection be the enemy of improvement. I'm still hopeful we can grow the economy by reducing the debt and deficit through the broader budget negotiation this plan requires. Senator Hoeven said the U.S. Senate approved a bipartisan agreement that reopens the government, extends the nation's debt ceiling on a short-term basis. This will enable us to negotiate the type of long-term reforms needed to address our debt and deficit. Including a this agreement includes a continuing resolution to keep the government operating until January 15th, an extension of the debt ceiling until Feb 7, a House-Senate bipartisan conference committee to produce a budget plan to address our spending and propose reforms to mandatory program spending. He said, quote, I pushed hard to get more savings and spending reforms included, but this agreement is as much as we could get at this time. First, it preserves the Budget Control Act caps that have reduced discretionary spending to pre-stimulus levels. Second, it imposes a short timeline, putting pressure on Congress to come up with savings and reforms as part of any long-term agreement. Third, it sets up a process through the House and Senate Budget Committees to address our nation's larger fiscal challenges, including reforms to mandatory programs, which constitute two-thirds of the entire budget. Today's agreement restores important services for the American people and reaffirms the full faith and credit of the United States government to nations and markets around the world, but our work is not yet done. In the weeks and months ahead, we need to get our country on a more stable, more sustainable fiscal footing for ourselves and our future. Senator Heidi Heitkamp didn't issue a statement because I think her website was down, right, from the shutdown. But her comment was a little bit different. Said she... wanted to have a longer-term deal. I'm glad we have a short-term deal myself. But anyway, she said, it's my hope that the many reckless members of Congress who caused this pain on our economy and North Dakota families have learned their lesson. All right? And is saying she helped craft the deal. What's your take on the deal? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. My take, very briefly, as I said at the beginning of last hour, let's not ramp up the circular firing squad. Let's use the focus that returned to Obamacare, thankfully, the focus that returned to the runaway fiscal child abuse that has been imposed on us in the Obama era, which has caused this meltdown in the economy, needs to be our focus. So... that this extension isn't just kicking the can down the road and we're in the same place we are today 3 months from now. They forced them to the table. Get to work. But I don't think this, you know, over a three-month extension of this thing is a, oh, my gosh, throw the bums out, get rid of them, Kramer, hold them, they ought to go. You know, direct your ire at getting something done with this forced sit-down. Back to the phones. Okay, Carl Fargo, you've been waiting a long time. Let's get you in here. What's your take, Carl? Thumbs up or thumbs down on the deal?
Yeah, on the federal deficit, something I haven't heard talked about too much, except it's in the written about quite a bit, is quantitative easing by the Federal Reserve, and I think they buy $85 billion a month of our own debt. Does that, where does that money come from? Does that go right on the, onto the federal deficit? And I imagine Senator Hoeven would be pretty well versed in what, why they're doing it. I know they want to hold interest rates down and boost the stock market and whatnot by doing it. But you guys ever talk about that very often?
Quantity, no, we
buy our own debt.
Does it, yeah, we have. We have, and there's been some talk on some members of the Federal Reserve that it would end, which then when they reversed that decision, the markets said, oh, great, good, good, more free, more money, more money. But that's, you know, all part of the overall systematic failure of where we find ourselves, right?
Yeah, doesn't that go right on the federal deficit, that $85 billion every month?
Sure, of course, yep, pile it on. Absolutely, Carl. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Sal. And Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. Well, I would start by saying I the Republicans, and particularly conservatives, guys like Kevin, had their lunch eaten yesterday by people like Heidi Heitkamp and Harry Reid, who are, you know, kind of two heads on the same monster. But you know, I'm also amazed. Yesterday, I got a call in, and I thank you for letting me on again today. But yesterday, I called, and I said, you know, we've got another deadline, and this is the business about the incandescent light bulbs. People that might not be quite aware what this is going to do to our environment, because you know, as I do, that these people are, you know, these people, but I mean Americans in general, all of us are going to wind up finding all of these fluorescent light bulbs dumped into our landfills, and it's going to be in our groundwater. It's going to be in our livestock and our crops. We can't get it out. So I just think that, you know, instead of brushing these things off one at a time and saying, well, we can't do anything about that because Obama would veto it, well, he must have some pretty good mind control technique down there, because now we're not even making him veto them. We're just kind of assuming, oh, he wouldn't like to see this. And I think that's getting to be beyond cowardly. I think we need to have people. Now, as far as this thing is concerned, everybody who voted for this owns it. I don't care what party they're in. They own this Obamacare. I would say, let the Democrats own this. It's going to be a disaster. It already is. Let the Democrats own it. It's their baby. Let them present it to us as their baby. Now they can say, well, we all agreed. Well, the same thing with all these other things. Take these things to the president. Make him stand there and veto
well,
stuff.
Like, but again, let me just play devil's advocate for a minute. Now they can. Because remember, the president said no. And again, we like it or not, but there's more of them that follow Obama, like Senator Heitkamp and others.
Let them own it. Let them own it. Don't take ownership of it by supporting it just because you're assuming.
And you may still be able to do that.
And I'm tired of these bromides about let's not have perfection be the enemy of something that's an improvement. That is so lame. I'm sorry. You know, I like Kevin. He's a good person, and I supported him. But, you know, I'm beginning to wonder if he's drifting into that so-called moderate column here. And it's a disappointment, I'll have to say. You know?
Sally, I appreciate the call. Let's go. Who's next here? We're going to try and go to the folks that have waited the longest. Roy in South Dakota. Go. You're next. Go, Roy.
Yeah. I was just one of your callers in the last hour. You know, it seems like all the middle ground Republicans are against the people who stood and fought for this deal, this shutting down the government. When do we fight? That's what I ask. We keep kicking the can down the road. When do we draw a line in the sand, and when do we decide who we are? Because
here's my quick take to answer your question. When do we draw a line in the sand? We being conservatives. That's what was done. That's what was done, unfortunately.
But they didn't stand on it.
Noel, Republicans weren't united, right? So you had the John McCains. You had the John McCains going one direction. And so then people that like Kevin Cramer and John Hovind that don't want Obamacare, that have fought for more reforms and you know, fiscal sanity, have no option. There's none left. So my only point is because the president said, no, I'm not going to negotiate. And by the way, you know, for all the bad we think that's been inflicted on us here, I mean, the president's now made a statement at the White House today saying, you know, all the damage done to the economy from the shutdown. Give me a break. How about all the damage done to the economy by him since he took office? I mean, here's a guy that called the $10 trillion in debt unpatriotic when it was George Bush's debt, and it's $17 trillion now. He owns that. My point is, we've got a new focus on Obamacare. We forced him to the table. Unfortunately, Republicans were not united, so they had no choice but to say, let's kick the can down the road. But at least they did it for a short period of time. Roy, I'll let you finish on the other side of the break. More calls as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I agree with Scott Hannon's early morning remarks about the ultimatum that was signed in Washington, D.C. He had great encouraging words to say, and he's just right on. Thanks.
All right. Well, a few people agree, but my comments earlier just, you know, were the fact that a circular firing squad is going to do no one any good now, and we've refocused on Obamacare. That's good. We forced to sit down. Whether anything will happen or not, who knows? But at least they're sitting down, right? At least we can, you know, and everybody forgets, but Obama's approval rating dropped to 37. It's an all-time low. So they've not got any big political win out of this. And, you know, again, the government reopening, the debt limit increase is a few weeks, a month. You know what? We're talking one deadline, December for the budget deal, January for the federal government opening, and February on the debt ceiling. So, and meanwhile, what did we stop? What did we stop? I mean, if you'd have gone back and looked a few months ago at what they were planning to do on the illegal immigration amnesty bill, on sequester, on you know, all the things they tried to stop that have been put in place. How about the assault weapons ban on Sandy? I mean, there are a lot of things they want to do they've not been able to. And we've got a new focus on Obamacare. So that's my Pollyannish comment. You can agree or disagree. But, Roy, sorry, you had one other point you wanted to make.
I was just, we defeated ourselves. We were defeated by our own party. It wasn't the Democrats that beat us. It was our own party beat us.
I think that's a fair statement. I agree. And the only way that you would have had a different outcome to maybe force what's now happening in a sit-down in the middle of this would have been if Republicans had stayed united.
Totally.
But they get a redo of sorts here, Roy. Right? It isn't the cave was, okay, fine, raise the debt ceiling, okay, fine, you know, forget the government shutdown. It's a short-term deal that forces these debates to happen. So now the challenge is for everybody to pay attention to the degree they have the last 4 or 5 weeks here and make sure actually, you know, something is done, for instance, on Obamacare or on long-term fiscal sanity or some of the entitlement reforms. So
it's a crazy deal. I don't care.
It is. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much for listening in South Dakota today. 800-228-0550-701, 258-0550. Let's go back to the phones here. Bob in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I have to say you are being Pollyanna, but that's just me. I always catch you in the middle of the road, balancing acts of putting whoever it is you agree with, which is fine. You have a right to do that, but I guess it's comfortable for some people to take your position when they don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to get thrown out of their house or be able to afford their drugs or be able to feed their children or let alone take care of their kids. When you come in that position, you don't really have anything to worry about. You can take that particular position. They do, and Coleman and High Camp and all of them want to take Kramer, too. But the real world, us, that are funding this monstrosity, no, it's time for fire squad. It's time to go to Washington, clean house, and fire 585 people. It's time to go into our state bureaucracies and our federal bureaucracies and disfund them, destroy them, and rebuild. It's time for this country to be cleaned. And this, when you don't have anything, here's what you're dealing with, Scott. We're dealing with American people who are being destroyed. We're being branded into the ground. And I'm at the point now, as a dad and what have you, I got nothing left to lose. So now you're dealing with PO'd Americans.
That's the best thing. That's the best thing we could have, Bob, is to have PO'd Americans that are saying, "Go there." The sad reality right now is there's more people like Heidi Heitkamp cheerleading Obamacare and the status quo than there are folks that are saying this has to stop because Bob and everything he stands for is going to be lost. So it's just a matter of numbers and X's and O's on having less of them more of them rather than of you, Bob, and your viewpoint. So, you know, that's why you got to deal with the hand you're dealt, and that's what they're doing right now. And it's not fun and it's not pretty, because I agree with you. It's that dire. But, I mean, the people that believe it's that dire are the ones that are trying to fight it. Not as quickly as we like, for sure. Bismarck, John, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
All right, thanks for taking my call. Say, the lady that called in to Kevin Kramer yesterday and brought up about he's going to start taking 3% of our monies that we want to invest come January 1st. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, it's a tax that's part of
right.
Obamacare. What Kevin said was it doesn't take effect until January 1, but it's another reason to want to reform, stop, delay Obamacare.
So the company that I say I invest 3% of my each paycheck, and then my company gives me matches that. Okay, so therefore, Obama's just going to, that money that I invest, he's just going to take my company's money that they're giving me, more or less, you know, matching. That's the way I'm taking that, right?
I don't know if it's on, you know, or what you gain, or whether it's on, I don't know. I don't know. But the caller was correct, according to Kevin.
Well,
and that tax is included. But, I mean, added to the list, right? I mean, there's 20 new or higher taxes on families and small businesses in Obamacare. 20.
Yeah, and you're supposed to save for your family, for your kids' colleges, and that. So the money that I am saving and investing, he's going to have 3%, 3.08% of that.
3.8% surtax on investment income. So it is on the income. It's not on the, you know, in other words, it's
the
not
income.
On the, yeah, it's what, it, but it's also, and by the way, it's also, if you're single, it kicks in at $200,000 in income, and if you're a household, $250,000. So you obviously, if you're under 200 and single or under 250 as a family, it doesn't apply to you. But,
oh, thanks.
So.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. John, let's see here. Karen Fargo, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Things can look very different in January. So trying to predict now what each side is going to want and not want in January is in a way a time waster, because in one day something can happen that changes everybody's mind.
All right. So your point is keep your powder dry and go to work, and you got between now and January to fix this. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying that the way things look in the middle of December and January can be way different than now.
Yeah. And I, by the way, I think all the political peril that people are predicting is crazy too. You can't predict any kind of political fallout a year before an election. I agree. I think it's a fair point, Karen. Appreciate the call. Thank you. To Jim, somewhere in North Dakota, on the budget. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, Scott.
Hi there.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Obamacare, but I think if you're going to go with government-run health care, we should have went with a single-payer plan like Canada and Western Europe. It would have been way less complicated and way more effective, and we should have done it 40 or 50 years ago when we weren't bankrupt.
Boy, I wouldn't agree with you there. Just talk to your Canadian friends about what the single-payer system does for them. Why do they come here for good health care?
If our system is so great, why are we the only country in the world, civilized, industrialized nation, that has it?
Again, we get pretty good health care here. Now,
I'm not a big fan of Obamacare, but I think a single-payer plan would have been way better and way easier if we're going to have it. I'm just saying if we're going to have it. I got a bone to pick with you on the budget deficit.
Hang on a sec, Jim. We'll let you pick away when we come back from the break. We're also going to chat with the folks from NDU, and then we'll wrap the hour with more of your commentary. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Minnesota kid's going to fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon and Steve Bakken off today doing a little pheasant hunting. He'll have a full report tomorrow on a normal or nuts Friday. We're going to chat with folks from NDU. We'll follow up from a listener request. We pride ourselves on that, by the way. And, sometimes we get off on the story of the day on a particular topic. But if there's something just completely different that you want to, get an answer for, let us know. We're up to the challenge. And we had somebody call after the early October storm to say they had some difficulty reaching MDU, and so we reached out to MDU to say, hey, how is it best for your customers to reach you during a storm? And they've offered a spokesperson to talk about that, so we're going to do that in just a moment here. In the meantime, before we get to that, Jim in North Dakota had a bone he wanted to pick with me on the budget, did you say, Jim?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Under George W., the last budget that George W. put his name on, the 08-09, it was $1,410,000,000,000. This year it's expected to be under $600 billion. While that's still huge, it's down 60% since George W. left office.
Do you credit Barack Obama for that, or do you
revenues. We're coming out of the Bush recession. Revenues are way up. It's not much to do with spending. It's revenues are gradually coming back.
At what point does Barack Obama own this economy
Well, I'd say he owns it now. I mean, it's been 5 years. But I say the budget deficit is down 60% since George W. left office. That's the fastest decline in history.
And Republicans, Republicans especially in 2010, played a big part in doing that.
I'm not saying they didn't, but it's way down. You never hear that. Oil production is soaring under Obama, and I'm not giving him credit for that either. But that's
you shouldn't. You shouldn't give him any credit because where he has actually some ability to do something about it is on federal lands, and they've done nothing but slow walk that.
We can't keep up with it the way it is. There's wells drilled that are waiting for frack crews the way it is. But that oil is not going anywhere, Scott. Let's leave it in the ground so when it's $200 a barrel, we still have some.
Hello?
Doubled under Obama. Does anybody realize
Jim?
That? Yes, are you there?
Hello? Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I lost my feet.
I'm not giving Obama credit either, but the stock market has doubled since Obama came in. You guys never mention any of these facts. These are facts. You're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts.
I don't think that stock market, unfortunately, is indicative of much of anything, however. Not the fundamentals in the economy.
It's a predictor of what's going on with the economy.
So let me ask you something, Jim. Do you think things are great right now? You think things are,
no,
the economy's good?
They haven't been for quite a while. They haven't been since the Clinton years and when we had budget surpluses. I realize his personal life may have been a mess, but he was a good president.
Yeah, I just think we have a very different view. But anyway, I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see here. One other call wanted to correct something on earlier call regarding the quantitative easing. Let's roll that.
Hi, Scott. I think there was a little bit of misinformation given on the $85 billion that the Fed is buying in bonds. I think that's an off-budget deal. I think it's actually owned, the bonds are owned by the Federal Reserve. But you might want to check on that and then correct it if you think it needs to be. I was listening to the guy say that it adds to the deficit. I don't believe that it does. But again, that's just a gimmick they use to keep it off the off budget, so to speak. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate the call. And it's a gimmick. That would be the bottom line. If it doesn't, it's just moving the shell around. But I appreciate the clarification and always appreciate that from the listeners as well. The other thing I'd say to Jim in North Dakota, about his cheerleading the fact the budget deficit's come down. It's come off because of the ridiculous amount of stimulus spending. I mean, what President Obama did was, don't forget, his own words. He said the debt at $10 trillion was unpatriotic. What's his at $17 trillion? I mean, end around ways to defend coming off absolute insanity in the way of spending and the deficit right now are not going to fly with me. But all opinions are welcome here, and I do appreciate it. All right, as I promised, we're going to chat next with Montana Dakota Utility spokesperson Mike Kingrey. Mike, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. And this is a follow-up from a call we got from a listener right after the storm saying, I'm having a heck of a time getting through to MDU. So we said, well, we'll ask what the especially in a storm. Obviously, your lines are busy. Just in general, if you have customers out there, what is the best way for them to interact about questions about their bill or about anything?
I mean, certainly we have a lot of customers that contact us by phone, but we do have other tools that can answer most questions if the phones are busy or if they prefer to do it through another channel. So, certainly they can call on the phone and speak with an agent, but as I mentioned, basic account information would be available. We instituted a new self-service website early this summer that would allow customers to look at their balance, look at account histories, even view and pay their bill for free online. So that's certainly a good option where the customer can do that 24 hours a day at their own convenience rather than waiting on the phone during our business hours.
And can you expect to wait? I mean, obviously you guys got a lot of customers and a growing footprint. I mean, is that something that happens only at busy call times, or is that just, in other words, as I recall, this caller was concerned about trying to reach MDU during the storm, but also said this has happened to me before when there wasn't a storm where there's a long wait time.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, certainly we get a high volume of calls each week. Normally we receive about 10,000 calls from customers each week. During the storm, that ballooned to 13,000 to 15,000 calls. And so hold times are going to be unavoidable regardless, but we do try and keep those to a minimum. Our hold times are probably one of the most closely watched metrics we have for how customers' interaction with MDU goes. And so our goal is to answer at least 80% of the calls within 60 seconds. So, while we can't eliminate hold time altogether, we certainly want to make sure we keep it at a minimum for customers. And usually we can achieve that metric. During the storm, obviously, we had some more calls come through, and it was a little difficult to meet that, even with some extra overtime and personnel we brought in. But in general, we think that, customers are going to wait less than a minute to get a hold of somebody.
And you mentioned the website is just another way to say, okay, if I don't want to go that route, there's other ways to get your question answered. That's new?
Definitely, yeah. The website in particular is new. I think the biggest benefit of the website is it now has an option where you can pay for free using your checking account. So that's certainly a new feature that's available. But it also allows customers to receive their bill electronically, so they don't have to wait for the mail to come. And then they also can get, in addition to their balance or due date, they can look at their full account history and look at, previous month's bills or look at usage that they've had over time. So it's a very good tool that can answer just about really any question that they could by calling in. They can even do new service requests or stop service requests through the site. So just about anything they could do with an agent, they could do on the website.
And where do folks find that? How do you get that?
That's at you can go to our main webpage. So that's at www.montana-dakota.com. And then on the right side of the screen, there's an area for a new user you create a username and a password that you tie to your account, and then that allow you to come in and look at all the personal information on your account and account history and all that.
Right, another good way to go. And as far as, obviously we're going to have more storms, right? There'll be more blizzards probably right around the corner yet this year and into next. Is there a different way to interact to say, okay, power's out, when's it going to be back, different resources to use at times like that?
Yes, there is. So we have a couple of resources there. When you do call into our main phone number, there's an option on there that elects customers to, they can choose regarding outages. And then when they select that option, if we have an outage, a known outage in the area that's associated with their phone number, it'll advise them of the area, town, and the estimated time that it's going to be restored. There's also a menu option within there that allow them to hear all known outages. So, we know there's a lot of out-of-town phone numbers in the area, so they can listen to all known outages in that area and the time it'll be restored and get updates there. But we're also very active during an outage on our Facebook page. So we'll post updates that we get from the field. This is something that we did quite frequently during this major storm here at the beginning of October. That gives an idea of, in this case, when certain towns might be restored, what the crews are working on next. And so it keeps customers in touch with what's happening during a major outage like that.
So you need to like MDU on Facebook. And then
you don't necessarily have to like the page to view it, but certainly to interact. We do respond to comments on there, even, during times where we don't have an outage, we interact there as well. So it's another venue for a customer to get some basic information answered. Obviously, if you want to count specific information, the best place to go is the website.
But during a storm, you're at least most likely going to have your smartphone working, so you'll be able to access Facebook and get an update there. So it's another good angle as well for those inevitable times when that comes.
I was very surprised to see the interaction on Facebook during the storm, and the mobile option was certainly something that was viable to help customers keep up to date.
Yeah, and you're monitoring that too, so you know exactly where, in most cases, you're going to know where the outages are, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's certainly a balance for how frequently we'll get an update from the crews in the field. We certainly want them to focus on the emergency that's at hand and not worry about communicating back to us too much. But we try and glean as much information. We know customers are hungry for updates, especially in a situation where they could be without power for a prolonged period of time. And so we do try and provide it to that venue on Facebook right now.
Anything else you want to share with MDU customers out there today before we let you go, Mike?
I think that covers a lot of the emphasis we're really trying to put on it. As I mentioned, that certainly we're aware that the customers don't want to wait on hold, and there's certainly a balance of how much you can staff and handle the peaks. Usually we get a lot of calls on Monday and fewer calls on Thursdays and Fridays, and so it's a balance for us. But I'd really encourage customers to check out the self-service options on our website, and I think they'll be pleasantly surprised with all the tools that are available to them there.
Appreciate you joining us and answering those questions today, and hopefully that's exactly what the caller that brought it up was looking for, and we're always happy to get answers when asked. So thanks for helping us out in the effort, Mike. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
A lot of MDU customers in the What's on Your Mind audience. Mike Kingery from MDU, we appreciate you joining us today on the program. All right, still calls waiting to weigh in here, and Anthony and Dickinson, let's go to you next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Anthony. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just about drove this tanker truck off the road listening to that guy with the stock market. If I had a printing press sitting in my house and I could generate $85 billion every month of funny money, I could probably run a successful business, too. But the fact that $85 billion is pumped into our stock market is fake, it is made out of thin air, doesn't mean that the stock market is doing well. It means that it's set up for a huge crash, and it's going to do detrimental harm when it does.
Yeah, good point. And it just does not reflect the fundamentals of the economy in any way, shape, or form in a real-world sense at all. Main Street doesn't at all. So I agree with you completely, Anthony. I guess his numbers were wrong, too, on who was responsible for that deficit. We'll tackle that when we come back, too. Anthony, thanks for the call. More coming up. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 to finish out with your phone calls here. By the way, hat tip to a listener who said, don't let Jim blame Bush for the $1.4 trillion deficit, because that was a result of the first wave of stimulus spending. So it was technically the last Bush year, but came because, remember what happened right after the election, they pushed through all that extra stimulus spending, which we're still trying to undo, which is the only reason they can say, oh, the deficit's come down now, because they've stopped that insanity of stimulus spending. So, they, you know, again, and that doesn't happen without Republican control in the House. I guarantee you. All right. Here was an off-air call that came during the break, and then back to more of your calls as well.
The gentleman that just called. Sorry. The gentleman that just called that was chastising everybody for being one-dimensional and this and that, and Hoven and Kramer can't do nothing. That's rhetoric. That's like Obama rhetoric, because they can vote with us. That's their responsibility, to vote for the people of North Dakota. And evidently he thinks he's so smart, just like Hovind and Kramer thinks, that he knows all. Sequester wasn't the end of the world, and shutting down the government wasn't the end of the world. Every time this stuff happens, that's the rhetoric we get out of these politicians, and particularly Obama and the left. So,
well, again, I appreciate the call, but it was Senator Hovind and Senator Kramer who said we're going to go to shutdown. They went to shutdown. You know, here's the reality of it. There is less votes of Kevin Kramer against Obamacare, John Hovind against Obamacare. The same two fighting on the budget front. There's less of their votes than there are of the Harry Reid votes and the Heidi Heitkamp votes. So you can only do so much. Again, this quote unquote fight has simply been delayed until early next year. So don't turn off the heat. Keep it on Obamacare, on the fiscal insanity. Let's go to Jim in South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Jim?
Yes. I would like to say that people are not talking about the Constitution. The president took an oath to uphold the laws of the land, and every time he made a change to Obamacare, the Republicans should have stood up and said, no, it's a congressionally passed law, and you need to follow the law.
turn his rhetoric on him, right? It's the law of the land. How many times have we heard that? Yeah. Well, then, if it's the law of the land, quit changing it, for crying out loud.
Did you remember when he said, I'm not going to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. I'm not going to enforce illegal immigration. He can't do that. He's not a dictator or a tyrannical, but he is. And I blame the Republicans for not standing up and saying, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah, but of course he doesn't care, right? And when you say you can't do that, they have said that you can't do that. They've tried to delay it for a year. They've tried to defund it. They've tried to level the playing field. There's just not enough of them. I mean,
well,
every Republican, every single Republican is against Obamacare. I don't know what more they can do other than get more people that are against Obamacare. And by the way, I think once people start seeing these premiums skyrocket and all the changes that are coming and the fallout from this, you're going to have more uproar. I really do. So, we've lost a little bit of that because of this current debate. But just wait till these signups continue and you start seeing this. And costs are going up. Jim, appreciate the call. We have 2 minutes left and three callers to go. So what's that, 45 seconds each? Quickly. Dennis Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind?
Hey, I want to call about this health care system when that guy was talking about single payer. You know, the government's already stole all of our Social Security money. And so you think they're going to run a single-payer health care system? That's absolutely insane. And second of all, on Clinton's budget, didn't he steal half the money from Social Security along with the big, computer boom out in California just to make it look like he had an excess in his budget?
I could spend days responding to the folks that want to blame Bush for everything and think the utopia was the Clinton years. It's crazy. I mean, revenues after the Bush tax cuts, look what happened to them. It went to the roof. We solved a lot. But, you know, when you have to defend a guy that sent our deficit to debt to $17 trillion, you twist yourself into pretzels. Thanks for the call. Mark Bismarck, then Mark Grand Forks. Go ahead, Mark, quickly.
Hey, real quick, you're defending Hovind here, but without his vote initially in the Senate, removing the 60-40 requirement, that budget never would have come up. There were 43 Republicans who would have, if they're against it, would have, could have, and would have voted against that before it became simple majority to pass that on and let the House fight for it.
I don't remember that particular vote, but he's going to join us next week, so we'll ask about it. Thanks, Mark. Another Mark in Grand Forks. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Kevin Kramer was on a radio station in Grand Forks last week. I talked to him, asked him to explain how the debt has tripled since 2000, the national debt. Began by saying the financial crisis, said that Wall Street now is clamoring the loudest to raise the debt ceiling. Both party leaders oppose legitimate representative government. They work for Wall Street. They want a top-down command and control economy. And the way to kill representative government is to enslave us with debt. They want us in a straitjacket so globally we cannot compete and globally we cannot spread the principles of republicanism, small r, representative government republicanism. That's the agenda, bipartisan ideological attack on our constitutional republic.
And let me agree with you on the bipartisan part of that. A lot of the hyperventilating on the debt ceiling was coming from Wall Street and did influence a lot of Republicans, no question about it. Mark, appreciate the call. Folks, we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. God bless you. This is What's on Your Mind. We appreciate you listening. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.